Hey guys.
Why is it every time we're like, well, maybe something will happen, everything happens?
We just get lucky, I guess.
I guess. So you've been living under a rock. MJF called Tony Khan a piece of shit and a fucking mark. So that happened.
But we don't know what was planned and what wasn't. We have
to now. Okay. This is the weird part to me. This is the part that's very strange. So, Tony Khan, I thought it was a work, but now shit's happening where I'm kind of like, huh. Which I still think it was a work up to a certain point. And now I think it's kind of leaning towards shit's about to go down because of what he said. So again, if you're living under a rock, MJF went off and Tony didn't say anything, but CM Punk came out afterwards with one shoe on, chasing him. But then Matt Jackson, being Matt Jackson, stood there looking very disappointed, but didn't do anything, but let the injured CM Punk, handle it.
Oh, 'cause
you know,
sounds
why
right.
Why not? Sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you couldn't have sent anybody else, like anybody else. Like Matt just stood there like, are you kidding me? Did this happen? I'm like, dude, what? You're sending the guy with the broken ankle down there, but you're just gonna stand there and look fucking disappointed. Yeah, okay. Like, at first nobody knew who it was. We're like, is it Matt Hardy? Is it Nick? We didn't know who it was. And then we're like, oh, it's Matt. No wonder the person didn't go like do anything. Then he ran through the crowd. So he ran through the crowd and, you know, we Googled, you know, we're all just sitting there laughing because MJF's just running through the crowd. I'm surprised he didn't like blow a kiss at Punk. That would have been fitting.
Full circle. So,
full circle. Which is funny because now everybody who's like not sucking AEW's dick is like, oh my God, Punk's a fucking sellout now. Because like Punk used to be the guy who was in MJF shoes. And then he became this guy who's like running down there to protect the company.
Ugh.
What happened? Anyway, so MJF left. The fans were confused. Security's confused. They're scrambling to go catch him. And then shit starts going down. He's removed from the AEW roster page. I'm like, okay, well, they did. WWE's done that before. They've removed people. Like Dolph Ziggler, when he was fired, was removed. But again, that was work. All right. Still kind of work. Then his merch page was taken down.
Totally suspicious. Gone.
I'm like, okay, why would they take his merch page down? Even Velveteen Dream still has merch on WWE Shop on clearance.
I mean, so like, I guess to go with, I mean, could just be a really good work. I mean,
after today, this has to be the most elaborate fucking work in the entire world. Then everybody's unfollowing each other. Okay, whatever. But then today we get news that MJF is pulled from all promotional material, all commercials, because according to rumor, Warner Brothers and Discovery Channel, who are now one company, and the investors for AEW were all in the front row when MJF called him a fucking mark and a piece of shit. So you can imagine how well that went over with a bunch of people who do not understand wrestling,
right? Quite the confusion.
And clusterfuck. Apparently, Tony Khan is not defending his talent because he's been removed from everything and they're pretty much erasing him. So again, either this is the most elaborate work known to man.
I mean, they cancel people's meet and greets.
Or he's fired. Like, I didn't think he was going to be fired before, but now I'm kind of like, maybe the network fired him. They're like, oh, we have to let you go because, you know, the network thought you were being serious. And I'm sure MJ was like, well, I was. That's actually how I felt about you. So also, it probably didn't help that he's doing all of these interviews without AEW's permission. He's just like taking interviews with anybody and then like saying how bad Tony Khan is as a person. Not even as a boss, but as a person, and saying that he's going to be there with Cody and he wants to work with Vince and Baron Corbin's cool and all that shit. So, yeah, I'm kind of thinking he might be fired now.
That would be very interesting.
And that's what everybody's saying is Sean Rossap has been mentioning that the rumors are very close to the truth. So take it for what you will, but he may be fired for a work now.
That's crazy.
The work will get him fired. So who knows? Maybe he'll be at SummerSlam.
Oh God.
Because ain't nobody else gonna be there.
Oh my goodness. Poor Whitney.
Let's see. Let's discuss who is currently out in WWE. Baron is on vacation because he's injured. Roman, gone. Ronda, gone. Charlotte, gone. Randy, gone. Cody, actually injured and gone. I'm sure there's more, but like, who's going to be in Money in the Bank now? Is it just going to be Sammy and Kevin versus each other? Probably. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it seems like Sammy and Kevin are going to be the ones to have to pirate this ship because ain't nobody else there. Everyone's gone. They're all gone. And you know, this wouldn't be a big deal if they didn't fucking release everybody. Let me think. If Wyndham was still there and Miro was still there, and we'll just do those two alone. Wyndham and Miro, if they were still there. Cesaro was still there. There's three.
But there's rumors Cesaro may be coming back.
There's also rumors that Wyndham's coming back, which, again, I laugh.
But it is weird. It is weird that he changed his Twitter handle. It says Wyatt on it now. That is strange.
It is very strange. But again, guys. Last night I was laughing my ass off because I said before Hell in a Cell, he's not coming back. Like, guys, it's not happening. Don't get your hopes up. And every single person's like, I only watched this pay-per-view because of Bray coming back. And I'm like, I told you he's not coming back. My Wyndham senses aren't tinkling. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sorry, guys. I mean, maybe by Money in the Bank, it could happen, but not tonight. Didn't happen. And everybody's like, he's going to replace Cody. And then it was, he's going to beat Cody down. And then it was like, no, he's going to beat Seth down. And then he's going to be in the Judgment Day. And then he's not going to be in the Judgment Day. I think people were just trying to find a spot to put him. So, guys. Either this is what this means. Either A, he's coming back, but not this second. He's not coming back. My Wyndham senses still aren't tingling. Or two, he owns his name. Because his meet and greet at WrestleCon was Bray Wyatt.
Oh.
He owns his name.
Interesting.
Why was he Bray Wyatt at WrestleCon? Somebody also, he did a meet and greet today as Bray Wyatt, and he has another meet and greet on the 11th as Bray Wyatt. And then he did a meet and greet in London as Bray Wyatt. Why would he do that? It's either A, he's been on the payroll this whole fucking time and Vince never released him, or B, he owns the fucking name and he can say Wyatt because he owns the name. So there you go.
Interesting.
I don't know why anybody hasn't thought of that before. I'm like, come on, guys. It's not happening. Just, I know this shit.
Right.
Yeah. So, get it right.
It's very interesting that he knows his name. I didn't know that.
He could. I don't know for sure, but why right. would he be taking meet and greets this whole time as Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, that's weird.
Really? Get it? Because I went in there, I was like, well, I don't know what to call you. Do I call you Wyndham or do I call you Bray? And he's like, you could call me either. And I said, okay, Wyndham. I picked that one. He's like, yeah, whatever. Call me whatever. I'm like, all right.
Because
I asked him. He said either or. So he could technically own that name. Also, like, guys, I even have receipts for that because my ticket for the meet and greet literally says Bray Wyatt.
I did not know that.
It does. It does. So there Speaking you go. Of
meet and greet. We have no meet and greets.
We have one meet and greet. One.
Are you going to go see Jay too?
I have none. She has one.
But what if he's... What if he's all there is later? You're going to go see Jay Briscoe.
No, I'm going to go meet Effie because Effie's $20. Right. Bucks. I'm going to go meet Effie. I will go see Effie when this happens.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, I'm going to go meet Effie then. Okay. And then, yeah, but the nice thing is because of StarCast, Jen can see just Jay Briscoe.
Thank goodness.
Yes, she doesn't have to pay for both.
And Mark doesn't have to be in my photo.
No, you can have a photo with just Jay Briscoe, where it's not of your butt when you're hugging.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. Guys, this is a monumental day. Poor Whitney has none.
Aw. Who have they announced so far?
Okay, they really haven't announced. Okay. We have to talk about something when it comes to this. Ladies and gentlemen, CJ Perry, Lana, whatever the fuck you're going to call her, and Miro are out of their goddamn minds. Let's talk about why they are out of their goddamn minds. It is $159 to meet both of them together.
That's absurd.
You get one autograph and one photo.
No, thank you.
Okay, just to be transparent, I spent that much to meet Wyndham's whole damn family. So, no. You're on drugs. Mick Foley is $99 if you want an autograph and a photo. $69 if you want a photo.
Huh.
Miro on his own is $50 for a photo or $80 for both. Lana is $80 for both or $50 for photo. Renee Young is an affordable hoe. She's not a hoe, but we're going to call her that. She is $40 for a photo. She's affordable.
I'd kind of like to meet her.
If anybody's interested, Nia Jax is $49 for a photo.
See, I'm hoping that maybe that means Mojo will end up going because you know how they're
buddies. I know.
I'm hoping.
Tyler Breeze is going to be there too. But yes, Jen is going to do, are you going to do the combo or just the photo?
I think just the photo because I have his autograph already.
Well, it's going to be $39 for the photo for Jay Briscoe. $39 for Mark if you want just Mark or if you want both of them, it is $69. I feel like Mojo should charge $69 as well because that would be very fitting. That would be.
It would, but I'm not paying it would. For a combo. I just want a picture.
I'm actually thinking I might do a Nick Gage photo as well because it is only $25.
Huh.
I'm going the affordable people. Plus, nobody I want to meet has been announced. So, but yes, currently the list is looking real slim pickings. Yeah, this is looking sad. I don't know what's going to happen. They need to announce like Mox or something. I'd meet Mox again. I'd meet Mox again. Whitney said she'd meet Mox.
Maybe they'll announce him. because she can Mox have somebody cool. to meet. I feel bad.
She... I was like, well, maybe WWE will have meet and greets.
It's possible. I mean, it's SummerSlam.
Yeah. I mean, Romania, they did, but it was like very few people. Like, They had a Finn one at WrestleMania, and I didn't go.
I might.
I spent a lot of money on meet and greets.
Well, if they got Finn and AJ together.
Oh, my God.
Finn, AJ, and Liv.
Sign me. I'd be like, Liv, honey, get out of the picture. Listen.
They'll probably be broken up.
I just look. Listen, guys. Liv, I love you. Nothing against you. You know, if you are fucking Bo Dallas, that's great. I love it. But I want them. Okay? I need these two. I've already met you. I've had a photo with you. I don't need to meet you again. I just need these two. And at that point, I mean, if you count Kenny Omega, I've never met Kenny Omega and I don't really want to. I would have met all of the leaders of the Bullet Club.
There you go.
Yes. Also, they need to announce Jay White. This I know the true. G1's happening, but please announce Jay White. Please. For the love of God. I need to see that man again.
Me too, even if I don't meet him. Just walk by and look at him.
I sent Whitney a picture. I was like, Whitney, look. I was like in line and I'm like, look, he's right there. Jay's right there. He's right there. Look at him. Yeah. His Gallows and Anderson need to be there too. That would save this. That would salvage this a little bit. Because as of right now, we're just going to day drink, go to a drag show, and do nothing else. Don't go to SummerSlam.
And GCW, right? GCW.
Yeah. Yeah. But as of right now, it's looking real slim pickings, guys.
I mean, the good thing about this is it's kind of like when we went to New Orleans, where I feel like there'll be a lot of wrestling fans out there drinking, a lot of male wrestling fans out there drinking. We probably would get a lot of our drinks for free.
We could always pretend it's your divorce party and they can buy you. They can buy drinks for your divorce party.
That's true. But also they could just, I mean, you know how men are and they're drunk anyway. And they're like, oh yeah. Oh, come on. You just don't want to put in the work to get.
I don't. That sounds like a lot of work. I'll just buy like a case of White Claw and drink before I go.
I do want to go to Jason Aldean's, though. I want to go there. I want to go to Miranda Lambert's.
Well, yeah, that's on the list.
And I've been to some the older ones, but I mean, I'll go again, obviously. Like Tootsie's. I've been to Tootsie's. But it's cool. Anyway. So ones you certain ones you want to go to or no?
Miranda Lambert's was like the only one on my list so far. Mm. I need to look more. But yeah, guys. What the hell is going on with everybody gonna be gone? And SummerSlam looking sad.
I don't know.
John Cena might be there.
That's true. That is true.
I was like, Whitney, you can meet John Cena. And she's like, no. I'm like, okay. I was gonna tell you no, but I was like, just floating the idea, you know, just in case.
Poor John Cena. Well, Roman will be there.
Maybe.
That's their saving grace, I guess.
Maybe.
Because now they don't have Cody. I wonder if Roman will have to start doing more shows now because they were banking on Cody being their draw.
And Roman's doing no shows. So like even I know, one show is like an improvement.
I just wonder if that's what will end up happening. Because they'll be like, look, we don't have Cody to put butts in seats now. So you're going to have to do something.
I'm eating a cookie. Is that supposed to make me like into this? Because it's not.
No, but it will put a lot of other people into it because a lot of people love Romans. I'm just thinking about
as a whole,
they're going to have Roman. What?
I said, ew, Roman? No.
I don't hate him like I used to.
I still hold a grudge. I'm sorry. It wasn't very nice what he did. It's all his fault.
It's kind of meh.
It's all his fault. I'm just saying. It's all his fault. Maybe MJF will be there by then.
That's true. That would be interesting.
MJF debuting at SummerSlam.
Possible.
It's possible at this point. We don't know. Cesaro could be back.
That's true.
I don't know
who else. They have to do something. You know they're panicking.
They're going to be like, Goldberg and Brock. No.
Hey, Brock I would take at this point. I think Brock is funny right now. The last couple of times he's been on TV, I enjoyed him. Who's
Brock going to face?
I don't know.
Who is there? There's nobody. Poor Kevin Owens is going to have to do like 3 matches.
Fuck Seth. Make him play Seth again.
AJ and Finn are going to be like fucking 4 matches each. Like, these poor guys are they're going to have repeats.
Oh my gosh. They have a tournament or something in the middle of it.
There's going to be a lot of matches happening. There's going to be a strap match happening in the middle of a match, kind of like Cody. We're just going to make it even longer. We're just going to make it go forever.
Poor Cody.
The guy is not human.
No.
He's not human. Like, after what I saw, after what I saw last night, first off, he just got himself in the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
Second of all,
you know, Vince is like in love even more now.
Vince is like, you guys can all take notes from what Cody did. Uh-huh. Cody is selfless. He did it for the love of me, Vince McMahon. He's like, well, actually, I did it because of wrestling. No, you did it for me. Also, I feel like now, okay, this is my problem with why Cody did it. You want to hear my problem? I have a problem with it. Now I think it sets a precedence for anybody else who gets hurt. Because now, say like fucking a year from now, Sami Zayn tears his pec, which I fucking hope doesn't happen. But just for instance, Sami Zayn tears his pec right before a match. And he's like, I'm not going to wrestle with a torn pec.
Right.
What does that make, one, the office think, and two, the fans think?
I think the fans will be like, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, after what happened. But then Vince will be like, well, you know, Cody wrestled with a torn pec.
Cody's a dumbass. Brave. And, you know, props to him, but he's still a dumbass.
Well, here's, okay. So there's a doctor on YouTube who is like an orthopedic surgeon, and he explained why it would as, I mean, it wasn't smart, but like, why it wouldn't have made his pec worse, because once it's
already ripped off,
it's already ripped off. Once it's already ripped off, he can't damage his pec more. But at the same time, him going out there and doing that, he could have risked a rotator cuff injury. He could have, there's like a tendon that runs down your ribs. He could have ripped that. He could have ripped. Yeah. So there's like, he's like, he could have like done something. There's like a tendon or muscle that goes down. He could have torn that. He could have torn his bicep. So there's like other things that could have been, that could have gone seriously wrong.
Right.
He's like, yeah, the pec isn't going to be the problem. It's just you're running the risk of like all this other shit happening. Now, if it wasn't torn all the way off the bone, because there were a couple people who are physical therapists who are like, if it was torn all the way off the bone, you would see like his, like by his collarbone, it'd be all bunched up and his arm would be really limp and he wouldn't be able to really like move it very much. If it wasn't torn off the bone, that was the dumbest thing he could have ever done, because yeah, you're going to tear it off the bone now. Maybe that was his like, I'm going to just fucking tear it off the bone. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm going to say maybe he tore it off the bone and he was just like, they were like, hey, you're going to risk all these other things, but it's torn off the bone. You're not going to hurt your pec anymore, but you're risking all this other stuff. You do this. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do it. Because apparently, according to Fightful Select, Sean Ross Sapp, they told him not to do it. Oh, Cody Rhodes will be kicking off Raw in 10 minutes. But apparently, oh, people are losing their goddamn minds right now over it too. So apparently, they told him not to do it. They said, we'll come up with something. You don't have to do this. And Cody said, no, I'm going to do it. But apparently, he was made aware of all of the risks that could happen. And he just said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So I think maybe what we'll do is we'll pause in like 10 minutes, listen to everything, and then give our reaction after. So we can listen to it with the sound up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. So in about 10 minutes, we'll pause and then you'll hear our reaction after the fact. But yes, Cody, I think he's going to be out probably 5 months.
He's going to work hard, though. He's going to be like,
but here's the thing. If you're really
come back,
if you're working that hard, you're on John Cena's schedule at that time. John Cena came back at 4.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. How arrogant
he's gonna pull a Cena.
Like how arrogant Cody is, if he hears Cena cut back in 4 months,
he'll do it in 3.
He's gonna be like, yep. Well, he's gonna try. Yeah. He'd be like, nope, I'm not waiting 4 or 5 months.
Also, let's just say he is now cemented that he's winning the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
He's winning the Royal Rumble. I told Whitney, but this is great because when we go to Mania, he'll be
the main event.
He'll be the main event. It's great. And she's like, no, this is terrible. I'm like, this is great. Okay. It's like, at least, you know what, Whitney, at least he can main event WrestleMania, unlike Wyndham. Okay. Because we all know that's never going to happen. So, you know, not that I'm bitter about it, but, you know, not like Jay Briscoe will ever end up in the WWE. So there you go. Anyway.
Unfortunately,
no, but the Usos are really trying to be the PG Briscoes right now. And they're failing miserably. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, they're trying to do the promos like the Briscoes. And I'm like, the fuck are you doing? Like, sir, you're not from Delaware on a chicken farm. You need to stop. Anyway, let's talk about the Briscoes and the Good Brothers. Guys, I gave Jen my login for Impact. We may have actual conversation about Impact. Instead of me just talking about Impact. But there was a promo last week with the Good Brothers and the Briscoes because Slammiversary is happening this Sunday. This promo actually was really good because the Good Brothers come out and they're talking about how they've made event at Madison Square Garden and they've done WrestleManias and they've been all over the world. And they were like, let's talk about our top 5 moments in Impact. And the first one was like their debut at Impact. And it was like winning the tag titles. And then 5 through 2 was beating the Briscoes. So then before they get to 1, the Briscoes come out and they're like, you don't understand what it is to do hard work. You're pampered. We live on a chicken farm. We got to get up every day, blah, blah, blah. And Carl just looks Jay Briscoe dead in the eye and goes, I wasn't done. Number 1 was beating the Briscoes. And of course, that was the worst thing they could have said. Because the Briscoes snapped.
Well, obviously.
So this Sunday we're getting the Good Brothers versus the Briscoes. Jen, who do you think is going to win those tag titles?
Better be the damn Briscoes.
Ooh.
Better be.
See, I'm very torn.
You shouldn't be.
I'm very torn. I think it's gonna be the Briscoes
but at the same time, mad love for you, Gallows and Anderson. Like, but you know, I think it's gonna be the Briscoes, mainly because the Briscoes contract isn't up next month. So, that's what I'm just gonna say. Yeah, that's what I think's happening. I think Gallows and Anderson will stay though.
Yeah,
I think they're staying. I think they'll stay. They have a pretty sweet deal right now. So like, why wouldn't they stay? Really?
I mean, they don't want to go to AEW. They see what a mess that is. So,
well, they already went there and look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess. So yeah, I mean, right now, literally, Impact lets them go to Japan whenever they want. So what? Why would they need to sign with New Japan when they can just go to Japan whenever they want right now?
Right.
There's no point. Plus, now the Bullet Club added a new member, an Ace Austin.
Oh,
which is very exciting.
I don't know who Ace Austin is. Do I?
He was in Best of the Super Juniors. Ace Austin is an X Division. He's in the X Division. He's done Ultimate X before. Ace Austin has wrestled for the Impact World Heavyweight Championship. And he is very young. Like, if Vince could get him, he would. Also, he seems like a really nice guy.
Which one is he? Does he have purple hair?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, he has purple hair at the moment.
He's cute.
Yep, and he's a very good wrestler. So that was a good get for them. So now Ace Austin is there and Juice Robinson is there. So that's exciting. We're very excited about that, guys. Yeah, that's a very exciting thing. Now, I think they also need to start kicking members out at this point. Because no offense, but some of them have been the weak tit on this mama cat for a long time. I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure when I say this, people will know who I'm talking about. And there's more than one. See, I think a couple people need to either shape up or ship out. Give them the good old heave-ho.
Make room for new talent.
Make room for the new blood. Make room for the young and exciting stars. Make room for people who aren't washed up.
There you go.
Yes. Or who give a shit about things. About anything. Because there's a lot of people who are complacent in their spot in the Bullet Club. So I mean, I'm not gonna name names, but I'm sure y'all can figure out the people who are kind of
dead weight.
The dead weight. The ones who only show up when the new members come out so they can get their 15 seconds of fame. You know, thoughts and prayers, obviously. Yeah.
Just totally. I mean, I'm not. But did you know there's a black Mountain Dew?
I've heard about it. Yes. I don't drink Mountain Dew.
I just saw. I don't either. But I just saw a picture of it. It looks really strange. Okay.
Sorry. Apparently, Applebee's does drinks with them now.
Blackberry and ginger.
That sounds gross. Anyway, but apparently, Applebee's does drinks with them. So. That sounds gross, though.
I don't go to Applebee's. I used to love Mountain Dew when I was a kid, but it's disgusting now.
That's disgusting. I've never drank Mountain Dew and I never want to. But yes, I think people need to get the old. I'm doing the heave ho motion, guys. Like, get out. Sayonara. What's another word peace I out. Can say?
Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Get out. Because, like, if. Here's what my, okay, we have like 2 minutes, but I'm going to say it. Here's how I feel about this. Bullet Club was complacent for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Like, and that wasn't Jay's fault because Jay wasn't there, but there were a lot of people who were there whose fault it was. And I mean, they kicked Tam out because Tama was complacent, but yeah, why not the other people? Anyway, we're going to pause for 10 minutes and we're going to come back with our opinions on what Cody says.
They eat. I'm hungry.
Okay, we're back. Which for you guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We missed that part.
We totally fucked that up.
Whoops,
well, I guess Seth isn't going to be the one to help him.
I guess not. We thought it was over, guys. He finished the speech. Seth came out.
Why is Seth ripping his clothes off? I'm so confused.
What is going on?
Seth.
Oh, my God.
Seth, why are you ripping his clothes off?
Oh, my God. Seth. Oh, my God. Okay. Seth,
why are you ripping his clothes off?
To the delight of Whitney. That's Whitney paid him to do it.
Did you? I'm asking, did you pay him?
Okay.
Hey, there's Curtis Axel.
You're not helping your legacy brother very well. Wasn't he in Legacy? No, it was Ted DiBiase. No. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, girl, what are you talking about?
Well, he could have been.
He is a legacy of sorts.
He is.
All I got was smirks. She did, didn't she?
Okay, so this is what happened, what we think is going to happen. What he alluded will happen. He came out and said he you know, he's fought through the pain, blah, blah, blah. And then he looked
up. He did the usual spiel of Liberty Iris crying, his dad, lip quivering. The usual.
The flared nostrils, yes.
The flared nostrils. The blinking really hard because he's crying.
And then he looked up at the Money in the Bank briefcases and he acted like there was still a chance.
And he said,
what if I come down and get this briefcase and cash it in? And I feel like if that does happen, they totally should have not had him say that. Because can you imagine if nobody was expecting that?
But here's the thing is, like, he said that and then Seth attacked him like this. So they're going to be like, well, there's no way.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true, too. Seth? So, yes. So then Seth came out and was his honest self for a moment.
Yeah. Seth was like, you are an inspiration. You are so great. Dusty would be so proud of you.
Toughest guy I've ever been in the ring with.
Which we were like, wait, what about Mox? What about Roman? But okay. What about Wyndham?
Earn my respect.
And then he walks away and we're just all like, wow. That was so nice. And then he attacked him.
With a sledgehammer.
And ripped his shirt off to the delight
his shoulder.
To the delight of somebody I know.
Mm-hmm.
And not us. No. God, no. But yeah. So I'm going to call it now. Cody's winning Money in the Bank. And I think we were right before how he said, oh, Cena could do it in 4. I'm going to be back by SummerSlam.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord is right. He's got like less than 2 months.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, but I can see him getting up there with his arm in a sling.
Somebody helping him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who, though. Who would help him?
You mean he was the coach for somebody on NXT once? Just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. It's gonna be Husky Harris. It's the pig boy's gonna help him.
There you go.
Huskus the pig is gonna help him win.
That makes total sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. I you know, if that actually happens, I need a producer credit right now. Like right now, right this second, sirs. I think if I call that and people will be like, oh my God,
That's so much worse than when Brock won and pretended it was a boombox.
See.
I did enjoy that, though.
You did. It was really weird, though. Mm. It was strange. But yeah, I'm kind of thinking Cody's going to be at Money in the Bank. See, I told Whitney about this earlier. I was like, what if he's injured? He's not wrestling, but he works the entire time.
I could see it.
Or he just comes out and cuts promos and... Oh, Cody's wearing striped socks and sparkly shoes, if you care to know. I like his shoes. I would totally wear those shoes. I think he borrowed them from Seth, nice. Though, because Seth and The Miz all have those shoes as well.
They would have went great with Pat McAfee's WrestleMania outfit.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Is there, like, anybody who could help Cody up? Because he looks like he's, like, a, you know, like a baby horse when they're trying to stand for the first time. That's what he looks like. Looks like a baby horse. Now his leg's all jacked up and... like a baby horse. Curtis Axel, can you like help the man?
Obviously not. He's not much.
Obviously,
help at all.
They're like, maybe we don't touch him.
Oh, here, let's let him walk to the stretcher.
Who's it? Is it Carmella's in the ring? They let Carmella come out, just like stand there watching. Like, even the EMTs are like, sir, are you sure about this? Because like,
now he's walking, he's refusing the stretcher.
Is it Carmella? I can't tell. It's a
whoever they are. They're one. Clapping for him.
Is it Dana? No, I don't think it's. I think it's Dana.
Oh, is it Dana? It looks too little to be Dana.
Well, it is from far away. Hold on.
We're gonna replay it again.
We're gonna look at the lineup that Fightful Select had, and we'll find out who. It's Dana. She's lost some weight
apparently.
Not that she was fat, really far away. I mean, let me tell you guys, if you saw us from far away, we'd look really tiny too. Very far away.
That's true.
That's the best way to see us, is from very far away
and candlelight
and candlelight and moonlight after the age of 35.
There you go.
Yes, or 30 if you're my case. Just moonlight it is. You know, I look pretty good in the light of a lantern. I mean, Jen's seen it. I had to fight to get that lantern in somewhere. So yeah, I looked great in the lantern light.
You did.
Yeah, I don't know why Dana Brooke came out and just walked past Cody. That seems very strange.
Seems a little rude.
They're like, he just walked past him. Like, did she at least try to help him up or like attempt anything? Oh, Becky's coming out. They must have had the baby handoff already. Becky has lost her mind even more. And I kind of love it that she has lost her mind even more.
Do you?
I do. Look at her. She looks even more pissed off. Because now she's in a 24/7 segment. Well, Becky,
oh man,
I'm sorry. But yeah, so maybe MJF will help him.
Maybe.
I don't know, guys. I'm spitballing who could help Cody win this thing. It is Dana.
Dang, she has lost weight. Look at her face.
I know. How are you doing it? Because if it's diet and exercise, I don't want to do it.
I just want some liposuction under my chin.
I just want like a miracle drug that I could take that like isn't speed, that like I lose all this weight and not have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And keep eating crumble cookies.
Exactly. I have a box over here. They're very delicious. Yeah. I mean that. Come on. Oh, good. Also, we got to talk about Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. Swag, we're going to go in a little bit. Calm down,
guys.
I apologize for the long
Drag Race again with the lip sync songs that aren't good. And like, I, you know what? I will say this. One of those, Raja got a little robbed on the runway.
She was pissed. She was heated.
Like, I could understand in the challenge why she didn't win.
Right.
Because, like, I think the problem is they've been doing mostly acting challenges, and, like, Trinity and Jinx are going to fucking outperform everybody on an acting challenge. Mm-hmm.
I thought Evie did really good, too.
Evie did good.
And Vivian did good, of course.
The Vivian won the challenge, mm-hmm. which, okay. And the Vivian won the lip sync as well.
Which I agreed with.
I agreed. I don't think Jinx was even really trying.
No.
She don't think she was really trying. Which is fine. But yeah, I kind of loved the horror Little Red Riding Hood who has multiple personalities up. Yep, there's the 24/7 segment. Becky, you've been relegated to 24/7 segment. Anyway. So again, I do think that she was robbed in a way. Raja was robbed because that outfit was good. That was a good outfit.
Can I also say that I'm pissed that they're putting Fashion Photo Review only on
WOW Presents?
Yes. Plus. I'm so mad.
Why do I feel like you're going to do that with, and I'm going to be really mad.
Oh, probably.
I would be so pissed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's the show of the ages. Also in drag queen news. Okay, we're going to get a little heated about this next news. There is some fucker in Texas who's in like the state Senate who wants to ban children from going to drag shows.
Oh my God.
Because, okay, here you go. The events of the past weekend were horrifying and disturbing, in which perverted adults sexualizing young children. As a father of two young children, I would never take my children to a drag show. And I know Speaker Dade, whatever, and the rest of my Republican colleagues wouldn't either. Protecting our own children isn't enough, and it's our responsibility as lawmakers to extend the sexualization that is happening across Texas. Representative Slayton has already announced that he will continue his fight to make sex change therapies on minors child abuse. Similar legislation was killed by Republicans in the Texas House 2021. Okay. So yes.
First of all, how can you compare a mass shooting by a straight crazy man
to a drag show?
To a drag show.
Also, mind you, I believe Texas Pride was last weekend too. So,
and second of all,
past weekend,
oh my God, I'm shocked.
Also, I'm just gonna say it now, who would you rather have watch your children, Josh Duggar or Trixie and Katya? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Trixie and Katya,
because
I don't think they would like try to sexually assault my children or put them on the internet. So,
oh my God.
Yes, that's right, guys. It's perversion.
Uh-huh.
Mind sure you, is. I've been around drag queens since I was 5, and I turned out just fine.
Fuckers. First of all, a child isn't really going to know the difference anyway. I mean, it's going to look like a woman to them.
Okay, let me tell you, this is how I figured out what a drag queen was. I was 5 years old, and the guy who cut my hair, who I had like gone to since forever, he was Miss Drag Arizona.
Huh.
That is a big accomplishment. So he had his picture in his crown and his sash and the whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, she's so pretty. I want to be like her when I grow up. And he looked me dead in the eye and goes, that's me. And I was like, that makes so much sense. It just makes sense. Okay. And you know what? I think the reason they want to ban it is because drag queens are telling children that, like, it's okay to be yourself. It's okay. Like, love yourself, love everybody. And like, they don't like that.
That's true.
Because, you know, anyway, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. And it's not from what y'all think.
It's not from the gays.
Not from the gays, let me tell you. Also, yes, let's let the kids. Yeah, the kids. You know what? Here's the other thing. The fucking drag queens are the problem. But in Texas, you have the Toddlers and Tiaras crowd who sends like little Becky Sue at the age of 4 out in like a fucking little teeny tiny bikini in front of perverts. And that's not a problem. Mm-mm. John Bonet. That's all I'm going to say. John fucking Bonet. Which I have many theories about John Bonet. Many.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's how you have been to her grave. I could take you there.
Oh, no, we should go.
Yeah, it's not that far
from
where I live.
But her mother is like next to her, though.
She is, but it's not that far from where I live at all.
We're just not going to see her. We're going to go see JonBenet.
Okay.
And I'll be like, I'm so sorry that your father maybe possibly allegedly sold you to people. Because that's what I think happened.
Hmm.
And you know how they covered it up? They covered it up by having the mom write the note. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now Asuka's out. Anyway. I think we're at the end now after our outrage about how drag queens are. Okay, drag queens are like the salt of the earth. How can you say drag queens are bad? Like, come on. That's come disgusting. On. These people are just terrible people. I don't know. I'm just like over this shit. Like, I'd let Mrs. Kasha Davis watch my kid.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a kid. I don't have one, but I would if I did.
It's terrible. Anyway,
it is horrible. And of course it's Texas. But like, does that mean if you're pregnant you can't go to a drag show?
It's true.
Because remember, a child, it's a baby from conception, according to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't true, because that's not in the Bible.
Nope.
So.
It's not.
That is your biblical lesson from your friendly agnostic person. It's not in the Bible. I would know, because I've read the Bible. Which is why I made my choice, but I read it. I'm not a fair weather anyway. So I'll let y'all know when my Wyndham senses are tingling, but as of right now, they're not. So do with that information what you will. Also, again, remember he's been going by Bray Wyatt for a while. So, you know, I think he owns his name. And yeah. Also, Dana Brooke just beat Becky Lynch, and this is really. I don't know how I feel about this.
Hot mess.
It's a hot mess. I totally am going to Target after this now.
And walk my dog and eat my dinner.
Yes. Anyway, guys, until next week when, again, we're not going to say nothing's going to happen because.
Maybe we should, because then we'll keep having things to talk about.
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
John's coming back in the commercial.
Coming back, isn't he? Can they show him in the Firefly Funhouse match? Is that not happening?
What are they doing?
John Cena returns. Yep, he's coming back. June 27th. Pulling out
the big guns.
20 years of Cena starts June 27th. John Cena's coming back. Which we all knew was going to happen because, again, he's probably going to face Austin Theory.
Yep.
So now we know it's for sure happening. Oh, hey, that Miz could be in the Money in the Bank match. We forgot all about the Miz. Oh, that's right. Maurice is coming back. Oh, my God, Maurice. Okay, first of all, if I ever get my boobs done, I want them to look like that. Secondly,
they're too big. They look nice, but they're too
big. Well, I mean, by the time I put a little teeny tiny implant in and I get them lifted, that's what they'd look like. I'm sorry. I'm very distracted by... Wow. Oh, she's got her purse. You know, she's gonna beat somebody with her. Jesus. Okay, Marisa,
like, out there.
They're out. Like, that's a lot of boobs happening.
It is.
Also, Ms. and Mrs. is tonight as well, guys. Totally watching that. I just want to see the kids be like crazy. Anyway, so for now, I think we're done. Maybe nothing will happen next week. Or maybe everything will happen next week. Apparently, if we say nothing, everything happens. So, also, we're one step closer to Nashville.
Yay.
Yay. Anyway, until next week. Bye.
Bye.